It was 2 weeks ago when Chautauqua County officials were dealing with a series of flash floods that left significant damage to some areas of Chautauqua County. To get an update on how those recovery efforts are going, we talked this morning now to Vince Horgan, the county executive of Chautauqua County. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Let's talk about how your county is doing after these flash floods. What do you have in terms of dollar figures right now in terms of damage that was suffered?
Well, right now to date, just a little over $6.3 million in village, town, county, road, bridge infrastructure damage has piled up. Now, in addition to that, we've had the Small Business Administration that has come through the area here that is looking at uninsured damage to commercial business activities. And we are awaiting their determination of whether we'll be eligible for SBA loans, very low interest loans. In addition, a little over $1 million plus in residential damage. So as we total up the numbers right now, we think we're going to be short of the state threshold for FEMA reimbursement, but we are proceeding with all efforts to find any additional funding in any way we can. Our assemblyman and state senator have both been in contact with the governor's office, and I will be as well. I did have a discussion with Lieutenant Governor Hochul, and so at this point we continue to finish up cleanup. We have a lot of volunteer groups in here helping to clean up basements. We're very, very thankful for our faith-based community that's doing that. And then we're continuing to assist, along with the Red Cross, some people that were affected, especially in a trailer court in Westfield. So on it goes, and we're grateful for some dry weather here for a while, but this will take a while to finish up.
Yeah, most certainly. And when we talk about some of those, when you mentioned $6 million, obviously, that's some extensive work in terms of bridges and other infrastructure. Are there specific roads or bridges that right now aren't functioning because of what occurred during those floods?
No, we pretty much have most of the roads back in reasonable condition, with the exception of one or two. Wobblin Road, that'll take some time to finish up, but the state has been doing a good job, along with our county, town, village teams, to get things back passable. Shoulder work will continue. There are some detours and one-lane traffic areas that people will still see around Chautauqua County. So we're making progress, and we expect to be pretty much back, with the exception of one or two spots here this week.
And, of course, like you said, this is somewhat preliminary, so we don't know what's going to happen. But if that state or federal aid does not come in to help cover some of these costs, what are the options beyond that?
Well, obviously the options are use of contingency funds, but in some cases, towns and villages have very small contingency mm-hmm. funds. You know, we every one of us is trying to do everything we can to keep our property taxes down. So we'll see how the budgets roll forward, but it's going to be very, very important for us to get some type of assistance to try to keep our infrastructure up without an incredible undue burden on our taxpayers. So my job as county executive is to do everything I can to assist, and along with mayors and supervisors, we're all working hard to do that. So we're hopeful that the state will assist in any way they can.
Vince Horgan is the county executive of Chautauqua County. He joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning.